A Washington, D.C. environmental group is accusing the Tongass National Forest of breaking its own timber sale rules. Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility cites internal Forest Service documents in its critique of Tongass management. The National Forest includes most of Southeast Alaska. Executive Director Jeff Rook says forest managers didn't sufficiently review or monitor sales. He says they also allowed logging companies to cut corners.
And as a result, there were significant monetary losses, and they didn't accomplish their environmental goals. And the oversight was so poor that the Tongass National Forest didn't even have copies of the contract, let alone the backup data.
Alaska Forest Service officials responded with a press release, but wouldn't grant an interview or answer specific questions. In the release, officials said they're already addressing issues raised in the internal review cited by its critics. That includes updating the appraisal process and making improvements to its timber sale administration. Among its complaints, the Public Employees Group says Tongass managers improperly allowed loggers to cherry-pick more valuable timber within sale areas, including spruce and cedar.
What they seem to be saying is the Forest Service should have forced them to log more hemlock trees, you know, or lower-value trees, and that would have got them more stumpage. And that doesn't make any sense. If you harvested lower-value trees, you get less stumpage because their trees are worth less.
The Ketchikan-based trade association has lobbied the Forest Service to provide enough timber to keep what's left of the region's industry alive. Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility is calling for an in-depth forensic audit.